this work.
而且指定他要负全部责任，你要负责到底。
And ask him to be responsible until the very end.
所以小儿子也很乖，马上把他的工作，他爸爸走了以后，他加州的工作放弃，全家搬到这里来，也会永远去了这个地方。他说：“我要按照爸爸的意思侍奉神。
”Robert was very obedient, and he moved his family here to Cincinnati.
所以他现在接替雷伯伯一切的工作。
So now he's continued with what Dr. Louis started.
所以我们负责的工作并没有停止。
And that's why the ministry has not stopped.
那第二个就是。他知道我害怕，我就知道他故意要跑着不认的。
I think he realized that I would be very afraid, frightened, and so he wanted to go to Florida.
他就想，我要是死在家里，他一定晚上害怕。他晓得我晚上就怕。要是一个人他死在我面前，他我一定会怕。他说我，他心里我这样想了，我想真是这样。他跑着不认的，没有几天，康瑞就把他送了医院。
I think he realized that if he should have been here and die at home, I would be very, very afraid. We went to Florida only a few days, and Conrad sent him to the hospital.
他在医院的时候，我在他旁边三十几天，他也没有跟我讲一句话。
In the hospital for 30 some days, I was by his side, and he didn't have much to say.
等他过世以后，我跟他儿子媳妇一谈，原来他一切的事情在去年圣诞节全部安排好了。But, 他就是没有告诉我。
But after he left, I talked with my son and my daughter-in-law, and I realized since last Christmas he had everything all planned.
他在圣，换句话说，他是圣诞节时候他就知道他要走了。
In other words, last Christmas he realized that he will leave soon.
不但要他儿子接班，要他负责，又写信给 Greg 和 Greg 太太，告诉这样，告诉那样，一切一切他经过他手的工作全部排好。
Not only that he wanted Robert to come here to follow his work, but he also wrote his son and tell them everything has been taken care of.
所以我感觉到他的心实在首先就是为神。他对自从1950年我们参加那个好像是50年我记不得了
70 年,
70 年我们去参加那个 Camps Girls 回来以后他完全变了一个人。
As a matter of fact, since 1970 when we went to that conference,of Campus Crusade and he completely changed.
我们就是我们平常讲的重生得救，他是真正重生得救那个时候。
He really truly is born again of the Spirit.
刚才朱弟兄也讲了，那我们查经班在我们家他都不参加的。
In fact, that's why when a Bible study group first at our home, he never took part.
但是他重生得救以后，他的生命是百分之百改变。
But after he was saved, he was 100% changed.
我就知道实在是有一位神。
And I know for sure, from his life, I know for sure there is God.
首先的改变，他的生命全部交给神。
And he commit everything into the hands of the Lord.
所以他从那个时候开始，一直到他走，整整三十年。开始，因为他还有两个儿子，我们老大、老二都在，老二、老三都在读大学，所以他要工作，他就是工作三天半。第一个行动就是 cut off 他的 practice 三天半。
Since he was say for the last 30 years, the first action he took was he stopped his work and he worked only for 3.5 days in order to serve God.
等着 Ron Gray 不要钱了，他就全部放弃了。
When Ron and Gray graduated, and then he was willing to give up all his practice.
所以从那时候到他死，差不多30年的时间，他的心都是在神上，一点一滴都从来没想到他自己。
So for the last 30 years,just every little bit, he always thought of God, nothing about himself.
不但是我们两栋房子，就是我们住的房子和他的诊所，献给神。我们两个人的养老金全部都献给这两个机构，向大陆求福音。
Not only that, our house, the one that we live, and also the office, he offered to God, and likewise our retirement and everything belongs to God.
他自己连买 10 cents 的东西 ，ice cream 都舍不得。
Sometimes he's reluctant even to pay a few cents for his maybe ice cream that he enjoys.
所有他比较好的东西都是我给他买的。
Whatever he has that is a little bit more expensive, all that I bought for him.
所以我看到这个人的改变，他走的时候我在佛罗里达跟他讲，我说你有什么事情可以交代，他没有。
Before he left, I asked him when we were in Florida and whether he has something that he needs to tell me. He said no.
所以我感谢主，他不但有糖尿病，他又有心脏病，他又有那个胃溃疡，他又有高血压很多年。
I really thank the Lord, even though physically, not only had he diabetes, he had heart problem, and also had high blood pressure and ulcer.
那在纽约他就应该走，这个神没有让他走，他在佛罗里达还是一点都没有痛，一直到他死，他没有痛。
He probably should have gone in New York over Christmas, but instead God gave him another 6 months until in Florida, and he didn't suffer anything.
佛罗里达那个医生都觉得很奇怪，他说到这里有胃溃疡，他的胃部溃疡我们都知道是烂的，是应该很痛的。他说你是不sure，你一点不痛啊，我要给你止痛药。他不相信他。
The doctor was amazed and said, you had ulcer, it ought to be painful. How come, are you sure you don't have any pain? He was going to give him some painkiller.
他说医生啊，你只看了世界里面看上面有一个神保佑我。
And he said, the doctor, you don't see it. There is a God who's keeping me safe.
真的他一直到走一点没痛苦，一点没有身上的痛。
So he suffered no pain at all until he left.
最使我难过的就是后来我看他不太好了，医生我就跟医生要我把他的三个儿子都叫来，所以 Ron Gray 都去了，都去那个佛罗里达。
When I didn't see, I saw him. That's not very good. So the doctor said maybe you should ask for the sons to come. So Ron and Gray came to Florida.
我本来没要 Robbie 也去，但是那医生也告诉我好像不是那么危险。那我想 Robbie 有两个孩子，他在旧金山，他很快就回来了，何不让他跑一趟呢？所以 Robbie 就没有去佛罗里达。
But Robert did not come because he was going to move over, and he didn't seem to be, David didn't seem to be that dangerous.
但是 Greg 来的时候，我在他旁边三十几天，他没有跟我讲话。但是 Greg 一来，他就走了。
I was there for 30 some days. He didn't say much, but as soon as Greg came, he went. He left.
我知道，他知道我不会，我也不会，我从来没有一个人在我旁边死过，这是第一次。
Never happened before someone died before me.
所以他临死他都是挂念我，晓得我不会，所以等到儿子他就天天等，天天等，因为 Greg 还没有叫完他的学校不能来，等到 Greg 一来他就走。
And he realized that I will not be able to take care of things. So he waited and waited. Greg was at the time teaching. So by the time he came, as soon as he came, he went, left.
所以我就知道他一直到死他都在想到我，晓得我不能够处理这些事情。
So I realized that he was just so considerate of me, knowing that I couldn't take care of the various things.
所以我觉得一个人成为一个基督徒以后，就只是挂念了神的国，挂念了别人，才真正是神的性格在他生命上反映出来。
And all the more, I'm assured that when one is saved, that he would only consider, first of all, the kingdom of God, and then he would consider others rather than himself, even until his death.
他不但consider我们家里他的儿子，我还有所有弟兄姊妹，不论是中国人，每个人都在他心里面。
He was concerned not only for his own family, but he also concerned for other brothers and sisters, whether it's Chinese or American, all are in his heart.
对不对？他最好的朋友就是洛尔，他们今天也来了。他是每个礼拜都要见一面，那比他的亲人还要亲。
His best friend is Lord, and he wants to see them every week, once every week.
我感谢主，所以他走了。第一，他没有痛苦，一直到走；第二，他的事情他都做好了。
I thank the Lord, even though he has left us, but he did not suffer any pain. And secondly, I thank God that all that he has to do, he finished it.
我也感谢主，现在 Robbie 也接受他的工作，他的工作也没有停，所以这一切都完成了他的心愿。
And I also thank God that Robbie can continue with his ministry, and the ministry doesn't need to be stopped, and this is his desire.
So 谢谢大家关心我们今天到这里来，也谢谢大家对我们一切的帮助。
And thank you for coming today, and thank you for all your help.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm one of David's sons. I'm here with my family from Seattle.
我是 Ronald, 我从西雅图来。
It's nice to see so many people I haven't seen for so long. You probably remember I had much longer hair back then.
很高兴看见许多人，我已经好多年没有见了。也许你记得我，以前你看见我的时候，我的头发比较长。
I just have a short list of words I want to use to describe my father.
我有一系列的简单的一些字，我愿意来形容我的父亲。
You probably know that he didn't know much Chinese, but he loved to write in English.
虽然他不认识中文，但是他很喜欢用英文写东西。
If any of you had ever had the privilege of receiving one of his very long letters or emails, very lyrical writer.
如果你曾经接受过他的信或者是电子邮件，你就知道他是非常喜爱写东西的。
The words are few. I don't think they could ever describe what kind of man and father he was. He taught us mainly by example.
我的父亲不是有很多话说，他往往就是借着他自己的榜样教我们。
So the words are loving.
所以我用的这个字是他那个慈爱的父亲。
Affable.
他是很可亲。
Friendly.
他又是很友善。
Modest.
他谦虚。
Shy.
他还害羞。
Sweet tooth.
他喜爱吃甜的东西。
Strong.
他也是很强。
Humble.
但是他又是很谦卑。
Reverent.
他对神很有敬畏的心。
Uncynical.
他一点都不他是一个很诚诚实实的人，一点都不会开不好的玩笑。
It's hard to translate it.
Yeah.
Good humored.
他有很有幽默感。
Enthusiastic.
非常的兴奋。
And of course, spiritual.
当然他是一个在属灵上面他是一个很坚强的。
Thank you all for coming.
谢谢你们来。
Hello, I'm, is that echoing too much? I'm Gregory, I'm the second son.
这个是二儿子 Gregory.
And I just have a few words, actually, of my father. And I'm going to read some of his email to you so that he can speak in his own words. I know that if he were here today, he would all want all of us to shout, Hallelujah! What a savior! So why don't we do that for him? I think in honor of him, I would love to do that just once, and maybe some of the key men can help me out with it.
我相信如果我的父亲今天在的话，他一定很希望我们大家呼喊说哈利路亚，我们奇妙的救主。
I know that he was a praising, loving, and rejoicing fool for God, and he didn't take his foolishness for God as foolishness to the world, but he took that as really wisdom and wisdom of love for God. So I just want to say, Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
What a savior!
What a savior!
So I just want to tell you that I know from my own experience that my father did have a lot of tragedies in his life. I think that Pastor Wu and Brother Chu spoke a little bit about that.
我知道，从我的经验，我知道我父亲他一生也是有过许多悲剧发生。刚刚吴牧师提到一点。
He suffered both the loss of my birth mother Gloria, his first wife.
他一方面失去了我自己的生母，就是他第一个妻子 Gloria.
And his first child, Willow, which was my older sister.
而且他也失去我的大姐姐，他第一个孩子就是 Willow， 在 Willow 还很年轻的时候。
And he was a shy and introspective man, and I think along with that comes sensitivity.
他是一个很害羞、比较内向的人，也是因为这样的性格，他对别人非常有敏锐的感觉。
So those deaths deeply affected him.
所以你可以想象他这一些的损失，他亲爱的人一定对他的心有很大的影响。
And he felt very deeply.
所以他感受是非常的深刻的。
And so the lesson of his life really is overcoming tragedy, overcoming loss.
所以他的一生，你可以说他是怎么样去超越。 他的损失，怎么去超过越过他发生在他身上的这些悲剧。
He ran a good race, and he came and overcame the losses of his life.
我觉得他实在是当跑的路，他跑得非常的好，而且他把这一些的损失，他完全都跨越跨胜了。
So in his emails, he would exhort us, run to the glory.
所以在他的电子邮件里面，他会鼓励我们，说我们要向着这个荣耀来奔跑。
And he was running to God's perfect, good.And holy love.
那他是朝着上帝的那个完美的圣洁的旨意来跑的。
And so the transformation I saw in my father was a transformation of a man who had experienced deep grief.
所以我看见我父亲的改变是一个曾经经历过很深沉的痛苦的人的一个改变。
To a man who is radiant in joy.
他改变成为一个非常有喜乐的人，而且是可以说是与主一同跨胜的人。
So much joy that his enthusiasm even extended to the small daily things in life.
因为他这么蛮有喜乐，所以在他是一生当中很小的事情上，他都很欢喜。
So I want to read to you from one of his lengthy emails that my brother mentioned about.
所以我跟你们读一读刚刚我哥哥提到的有一些他很长的一些电子邮件。
But this will be very short.
但是这也很短，不会太长。
Praise the Lord for email.
他说为了电子邮件我们要来赞美神。
No stamps to lick, no envelopes to address, and mail and last minute instant deliveries.
他说不需要贴邮票，也不需要封着信封，不需要特别去投的邮件，立刻就可以送去。
That was his enthusiasm for life.
这个是他对生命的兴奋。
The enthusiasm for every little thing.
就是他这个兴奋是在每一个小的事情上可以看出来。
Because he was a man filled with the Spirit of God.
因为他是满有神的灵所充满的人。
Filled with the spirit of joy.
他也是被喜乐的灵所充满。
And that's why he said, Hallelujah, what a savior.
所以我要说 Hallelujah, 奇妙的救主。
And so I want to leave you with the last words of his last email.
我愿意把他最后的一个电子邮件的最后的一些话告诉你们。
When he was talking about what he had waited for all of his life.
他告诉我说他这一生他一直在等待的这一件事。
And that was to see his Savior.
那就是等着要看见他的救主。
I am ready for my brand new, glorified, immortal teenage body.
他说我已经准备好要得着那个重新的，就是蛮有活力的，这个年轻的一个身体。
Living in a serene, peaceful, sweet environment.
可以活在一个非常平静的一个环境里。
With my blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
在那个环境里，我是要跟我喜爱的、亲爱的主耶稣基督，我的救主一起活的。
In an eternal heavenly paradise.
而且是在一个永恒的天堂里面。
Of bliss and true happiness.
因为在那里会有真正的平安，真正的快乐。
So then, Hallelujah! What a Savior!
Hallelujah! What a Savior!
Thank you so much for being here.
谢谢你们来。
Hallelujah! 感谢主。
Hallelujah! Thanks to the Lord.
I just want to say that I'm going to be using Chinese and English.
Robert 他一方面要用中文，也要用英文。
首先。我想对着大家说对不起。
First of all, I'd like to say I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. 我得罪了众弟兄姐妹。
For I have sinned against many of my brothers and sisters.
圣经说基督的肢体就是教会。
The Bible clearly says that the body of Christ is the church.
教会就是基督的肢体。
And then the church is the body of Christ.
眼睛、耳朵、鼻子、手足都是很重要。
Whether it's the eye, the ear, the nose, or the hands and the feet are all very important.
我是曾经走迷了路。
I was once lost.
我是个浪子回头。
I was like a prodigal son returning home.
但是我感谢上帝。
But I thank God.
没有撇弃我。
He did not forsake me.
借着圣灵的指引。
And according to the, through the guidings of the Holy Spirit.
引导我。
He led me.
给我一个悔改的心。
And he gave me a repentant heart.
让我回到神的道。
So that I can return to God.
我也要感谢。
I also want to give thanks.
众弟兄姐妹的关心。
All the concern from brothers and sisters.
与爱护。
And your love as well.
我名字叫雷士安，我是老四。
I'm Robert, I'm the fourth child.
I'm the fourth child. 我相信若我爸爸在这儿。
I trust that if my father were here today,
他肯定要我说耶稣。
He really want me to say something about Jesus.
要我颂赞与荣耀耶稣的名。
I'm sure he wanted me to exalt and glorify the Lord Jesus.
若我能用一句话描述我爸爸。
If I can use just one word to describe my father.
我就会说。
Then I would say.
Like King David.
就好像大卫王。
My dad, David Louis.
我的父亲就是David Louis
was a man after God's heart.
他也是合神心意的人。
Jesus was asked.
有一次有人问耶稣。
Of the laws of Moses.
I'm sorry.
Of the laws of Moses.
所有摩西的律法当中。
Which is the greatest?
哪一个是最大的诫命啊？
Jesus answered said.
耶稣回答说。
Hear, O Israel.
他说以色列啊你要听
The Lord your God is one Lord
主耶和华是独一的神
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God
你要全心爱你的神
With all thy heart
全心全意的爱你的神
With all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength
全心全心全意全力的爱主你的神
This is the first commandment
这个是第一条诫命
And the second is like
And 第二条诫命也相反
Namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
就是说你要爱人如己。
My father really loved Jesus.
我的父亲真的是很爱耶稣。
He talked about him all the time.
他常常谈到耶稣。
He shared.
他跟别人分享。
He witnessed.
他也做见证。
He testified.
他也说到他自己的感受。
He taught.
他也教导。
He led by example.
他也用他的榜样来教导别人。
Just like it says in Deuteronomy.
就好像在《生命记》所说的。
When you rise from your bed, when you sit in your house, when you're going your way, when you're lying down, teach your children his commands.
就是无论你坐你站立，你坐下，你躺下，你都把神的道教导你的儿女。
My dad did that for me.
我的父亲就是这样教导我。
The fear of the Lord.Is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Since my dad talks so much wisdom,
不尊敬他。
And say, "Oh yeah, my old man."
我就不能说哦，我的 old man， 我的老爸。
He would teach me spiritual things.
他会教导我属灵的事。
That sometimes I didn't want to hear.
有个时候我不愿意听。
But I knew it was true.
但是在我心中我知道是真实的。
He planted seeds in my heart.
所以他就把神的道好像种子撒在我的心里。
He said things over and over and over.
他会一再的跟我说一些非常重要的事。
Because he believed what he said.
因为他实实在在相信他所说的。
And I needed to hear it.
我也需要听。
Romans 10:17 says.
罗马书十章十七节怎么说？
Faith comes by hearing.
信道是从听道而来。
And hearing by the word of God.
听到是从基督的话而来。
There are many examples of his life being lived for Christ.
我父亲一生有很多的例子是他怎么样为主而活。
Witnessing to his orthodontic patients.
他要跟他的病人来做见证。
the tape ministry.
啊，他也参这个录音带的侍奉。
He was an elder of the church.
啊，他也是教会的长老。
He's a teacher.
他也是一个老师。
He fellowshiped with believers from other churches.
他也跟其他教会的信徒有团契交通。
And many more.
还有许许多多。
All this stemmed from his love for Jesus.
所有这一切都是因为他爱主耶稣。
In the morning hours, I remember he would wake up in the morning.
我记得早晨很早他会醒过来。
Praising God.
赞美主。
He would be in prayer.
他会先祷告。
He would be in meditation.
他会默想神的话。
On God's words.
他会反复默想神的话。
What can we learn from my dad?
那我们可以从我的父亲学习什么呢?
We can learn how Jesus can transform us by the Holy Spirit.
我们可以学到说神可以耶稣可以怎么样借着圣灵来改变我们。
The power that is in the Word of God.
啊，而且当我们聆听神的话，那是大有能力的。
The importance of a daily walk with Christ.
啊，每一天与主同行是非常重要的。
And last but not least,
最后,
loving the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength.
就是爱主我们的神，用我们的全心全意、全灵全力来爱主我们的神。
And loving our neighbors.
然后爱邻舍。
Our friends.
我们的朋友。
Our relatives.
我们的亲戚。
Our community.
啊，我们社区。
Our nation.
我们的国家。
Our compatriots.
我们的同胞
as ourselves
爱他们如爱自己
thank you
谢谢
I want to thank everybody for coming I thank you Pastor Wu thank Su Qing and many many people that are involved in this service
谢谢你各位来到、这个也谢谢吴牧师还有苏琴姐妹、各位好
I'm Karen Louie.
我叫 Karen.
I'm the wife of Greg, who is David and Nell's second son.
我是二儿子 Gregory 的太太。
And they say that sometimes when you don't know anyone in the audience,
有人说如果你不知道听众当中任何人
it's easier to speak, you don't feel nervous.
那你就不会紧张，你说话就比较容易。
I don't know about that theory.
但是我不知道那个理论是不是真的。
I only knew David Louie for 2 years.
我认识雷医生只有两年的时间。
But I'd like to share some thoughts and memories.
但是我愿意跟各位分享一些我的回忆。
I met my father-in-law 2 years ago to the day.
刚刚好今天两年以前我认识我的公公。
He and Nell had come to New York for our wedding.
因为他跟雷太太到纽约来参加我们的婚礼。
It was August 24th.
那是八月二十四号。
And we met in a dim sum restaurant in Brooklyn's Chinatown.
我们在 Brooklyn 的中国城一个吃点心的地方我们会面。
Nell was ecstatic because the food is a little bit better than Cincinnati.
Nell 很高兴，因为那里的食物比 Cincinnati 的好。
I loved my in-laws immediately.
我就很喜欢他们，马上我就很喜欢他们。
But I felt a little nervous about our families feeling comfortable with each other because of the cultural difference.
但是因为文化的差异，我是有一点担心我自己的家跟他们相处会怎么样呢？
I come from a big Italian family.
我来自一个很大的意大利的家庭。
Very loud.
说话很大声。
Love to eat.
喜欢吃东西。
And hug and kiss a lot.
我们也很喜欢抱啊，亲啊。
After listening to other people speak about my father-in-law,
当我听了刚刚前一些各位讲到我的公公
I see that his propensity for hugging was not as hidden as I thought it was.
所以我看见他跟别人拥抱其实一点都不隐藏
Actually, my fears were all unfounded, I saw on our wedding day.
但是到了我们结婚的那一天我原先有的那些惧怕统统都一扫而空
which brought together many different traditions. And it was a beautiful merging of our two cultures. I knew everything would be okay when Greg and I received a letter from David a few days after our wedding. Long letter. But again, I'll just read a short piece. Dear Greg and Karen, I'm still counting my blessings from your wonderful wedding day. Imagine an 80-year-old stoic Chinese man. Have never been hugged and kissed so much in a lifetime of living. Praise the Lord for a demonstration of rich Italian family love. So as I got to know my father-in-law, I realized that he had a love of other things Italian, namely food.
后来我在认识他，我知道他也喜爱意大利的食物。
In many conversations with him,
当我们跟他谈话的时候,
he would praise the virtues of living, green, natural food from God.
他会常常地感谢称颂神，说神为我们造了这么多好吃的东西。
And in the next sentence he would say,
然后接着第二句话他就会说,
Do you think the next time we come to New York, we could go for a real Italian meal?
他说你想下一次我们来纽约是不是会要吃一顿真真正正的意大利的餐?
When Nell and David came to New York for Christmas in 2000,
在2000年的圣诞节，当雷神跟Nell到纽约来的时候,
we had plans to go to Little Italy.
我们是在有计划，就是要到意大利。
However, he spent, as many of you know, the 7 days in New York in the hospital. The doctors and the nurses were amazed and commented continually on the joy and the vibrancy and enthusiasm that he had despite the mini stroke and the pacemaker that had been implanted.
医院的医生跟护士都觉得很稀奇，因为他心脏又有问题，还要必须要有一个发波器放在他的，但是他仍然的非常兴奋喜乐。
The only complaint I remember him saying,
我记得他唯一一句埋怨的话就是,
Oh, this ulcer and the acid reflux, I won't be able to enjoy an Italian meal even if we do go.
他说这一次我这个胃的毛病，恐怕我真的是去意大利的餐也没有办法真的很享受。
On another note,
但是从另外一方面呢,
I'm so glad for modern technology.
我也很高兴就是现代的这些科技。
Through visits and the phone and email, I was able to get to know my father deeply, although our time together was only 2 years.
虽然我们在一起的时间只是短短的两年，但是因为现代的科技，我就可以很深入地认识他。In
fact, I was amazed at his technical savvy.
我也很稀奇他各方面的技巧。And
as one of his granddaughters once commented after a visit, Grandpa is so high-tech.
就好像他一个孙女说，我们的祖父他是在最先进的科技，他都是的。
But that really allowed me to get to know him, and for that I'm very grateful.
就是因此这个我就可以认识他，因此我也非常感谢。
And so he lives in my heart because I see him in my husband.
所以他一直，我相信他会活在我的心中，因为从我的丈夫的身上我会看着他。
I see it sometimes in a particular angle of his profile.
有的时候从他脸的某一个角度我可以看见他。
In his effusive writing, just like his dad.
就是他也喜爱写东西，就好像他父亲一样。
The way they both love to work with their hands.
他们也都很喜欢用手做各样的事。
And probably the most similar was,
最相似的一点呢，可能是
they both love to nap.
他们很喜欢睡午觉。
I think that he needed to nap to get the energy for the hugs.
你睡了午觉才有时间的拥抱，才有力量。
It was a short time that I knew him.
虽然两年很短的时间。
But I know that he's in heaven now.
但是我知道他现在在天上。
Enjoying a great Italian meal.
他也可以在那里享受意大利餐。
Giving out hugs.
你也可以拥抱。
And sharing his joy.
跟别人来分享他的喜乐。
Thank you for letting me share.
谢谢你给我这个机会跟各位分享。
Hello.
各位好。
I'm Lisa Chin Yi.
我的名字是 Lisa Chin Yi.
I'm the oldest grandchild of David Louis.
我是雷医生最大的孙女。
Of his oldest daughter Willow.
这是 Willow 是我的母亲。
And I wanted to stand in representation of this third generation of the Louis family.
我愿意站在这里来代表这个雷家的第三代。
And I wanted to say that I have a good heritage.
我感谢神，我也有很好的产业。
And I'm really thankful to be a part of the Louis family.
我也很感谢主，我可以成为雷家的一份子。
And I just wanted to leave you with a prayer of blessing.
我愿意跟各位分享一个祷告。
And my grandfather was one who was a loving man.
我的祖父是一个非常有爱心的人。
And that is the greatest commandment of all, that we love one another.
我们也知道主给我们最大的诫命就是彼此相爱。
And in Deuteronomy 28,
在申命记第28章
there's a blessing that comes to those who obey the voice of God.
这里有一个祝福是为那些顺从神的人的祝福
and to love like he loved
而且也爱好像他爱我们一样
and it says now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you todayThat the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth.
Verse 1. 申命记二十八章这里说，你若留意听从耶和华你神的话，谨守遵行他的一切诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，他必使你超乎天下万民之上。
And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you.Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God.
你若听从耶和华你神的话，这以下的福必追随你，临到你身上。
Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country.
你在城里必蒙福，在田间也必蒙福。
Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herbs.
你身所生的，地所产的，牲畜所下的。以及牛犊、羊羔都必蒙福。
The increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks.
你的筐子和你的团面盘都必蒙福。
Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl.
你的筐子和你的团面盘都必蒙福。
Blessed shall be you when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out.
你出也蒙福，入也蒙福。
And I just wanted to say that we, as a family, as a Louis family, and as brothers and sisters, as part of the family of God, we have this blessing also.
我也觉得我们作为雷家的一份子，我们也是在雷家做兄弟姐妹的，我们也蒙到神答应的、应许的这些的福分。
God bless you all.
愿神也祝福你们。
I know we are a little bit late.But we do prepare meals, so I still like to invite maybe some of Dr. Louis' small group people to come up to say several words.
虽然我们有一点迟，但是等一下我们有午餐，不晓得雷医生的朋友当中有没有哪一位愿意跟我们分享？
Yeah.
at a full gospel meeting one time, a brother, Mike Dennigan, said, "Did Jesus get what he paid for when he saved you?" Jesus definitely got what he paid for when he got Dr. Louis, because I have never met a Christian that was more of a spiritual hero to me than Dr. Louis.
有一次我听见有人说，对别人说耶稣救你的时候，他是得着他应得的。 那对我自己来讲，雷医生就是这么一位蒙恩得救的人。
Many times, you know, all of us go through worldly desires, trying to acquire money for ourselves, for our security. And one of the things that just absolutely struck me about Dr. Louis.
我们知道，我们每一个人都会在为着在这个世上，我们要寻找或者要赚钱，为了要得到我们所得的。但是雷医生给我特别有一个印象。
That he had such a love for people, especially the Chinese people. I don't know how many you know that. I remember that he emptied his entire pension fund to, I think it was to the Nora Lam Ministries. He was willing to give up everything he earned for the love of the gospel. And I thought to myself, wow, what a Christian. I mean, I just never met a Christian quite as strong that he would give up everything, just everything for God.
我从来没有遇过另外一位基督徒像他这样的慷慨，他是预备好愿意随时把他所有的都为着神和神的事工而奉献。
As a baby Christian, I would go over to his orthodontist office and I would check tapes out.
当我刚刚信主不久，我会到他的那个诊所，然后借出一些的录音带。
And I one time saw he had a young girl in his chair.
有一次我就见到有一个，他有一个病人，是一个年轻的女孩子坐在椅子上。
And I had to come back in the office to bring a tape back in, and he started to witness to the girl.
他需要回到里面去把那些磁带拿出来，我能发现他已经开始跟这个女孩子做见证。
I looked into his eyes, and I saw the light of the Holy Spirit just shining out, just like beacons, just like flashlights coming out of his eyes, and he started to witness to the girl. I never experienced anything like it in my life. It was just awesome seeing the light of Christ in him glowing through his eyes.
当我看见他的眼睛亮亮的时候，我就看见真是主与他同在，跟这个女孩子来分享耶稣。
God bless you. Thank you.
谢谢。
I don't know if there's anybody absolutely has something to say at this moment that we can open to you a short period of time.
不晓得在座还有没有哪一位，你还有一些事情跟我们分享。
Okay, come on.
About my best friend.
Oh.
我愿意说几句话，谈谈我的好朋友。
Okay, all right. Thank you. Yep, I first met David Louis.
但我刚刚认识了医生。
When we took our niece to bring up because her father had died real quickly and she had no place to go, so we took her in to our home and brought her up, and what she needed right away was she had overlapping teeth all through the front.
当时我们刚刚收纳了我们的侄女，然后她的牙齿需要找了医生帮助。
And I'm glad, I guess, so that we could do something about this, you know, so she'd have a real pretty smile. Well, when I met David, was at Billy Graham Crusade,
1977.
And we were together at breakfast at 6 o'clock every morning, and he made a special effort to sit directly across from me every time. Every time.
我们都会约好的早晨很早，6点钟我们一起吃早餐，那每一次他都坐在我对面。
Due to the direction of the Holy Spirit. So, I said to him, I told him that I would like to have him take care of my niece. And he said he'd be happy to do that. So when I went home that night, I told Shirley to cancel that other doctor out, and we got a fine Christian man that I've already told that he's going to take care of.
那所以我回到家就告诉我的太太说，你跟另外的一个医生，取消那个我们的约好了，因为我已经找到一个很好的基督徒医生。
Yeah, so he could take care of Cindy, so she would have a beautiful smile. And I've already heard about David because he was very well known as an orthodontist. That's just the kind of dentist we needed.
当时作为一个整形的牙科医生，他是蛮有知名度的。
So. One day, I just a short time later, after I got him booked for his first appointment, at the and we got greeted by Mrs. Holstein, who was a wonderful lady. She really sold me how wonderful that David was, or is. I feel like he's right here right now. But I know this should be a wonderful celebration, a big celebration, because Jesus Christ has greeted David, Louis, Dr. Louis already, from his daughter, and Bob Beischel and Mr. I don't want to say cow.
Holstein,
yeah, that's a joke. So I said, look, I'd like to take Dr. Louis out for lunch today. And she said, oh, he never goes out for lunch. He just brings his lunch here, and he's right here. And I said, wait a minute. I'm asking you, but I want to talk to Dr. Louis then, because that doesn't satisfy me. I would like him to know. Did you ask him? No, I didn't ask him. I just, well, let me talk to him, please. So, you're a salesman, you know. So, by golly, I said, go ahead and ask him again. And he said, okay. So came back, he said, Dr. Louis said he'd just be delighted to go to lunch with you. What time? And I thought, well, this was about 11 o'clock in the morning, but I do what the Holy Spirit tells me to do.
有一次我早晨11点钟约他出去吃中饭。
So that led to the fact that every Friday we had lunch together for years.
所以后来就每一个礼拜五，我们都会一起吃中饭，有很多年都是这样。And
our main subject was Jesus.
那我们谈话的主题总是耶稣。And
we just got a big, we helped each other.
我们彼此勉励。So
I called on quite a few people to get them healed. And it says two or more, you know, in the Bible. And so I wanted David to be number two. So he went with me. After lunch, we'd have lunch, and then we go and call on these sick people. I'm sorry to go too fast here. But I call him, prayer partners.
后来我们也成了祷告的同伴。
And we saw people be healed as we went around. And some of the people sitting right here, it was their maybe husband or their wife or somebody like that that's here right now. And I just want everybody here to know that this is a celebration. This isn't any funeral, anything like that. We don't need anything like that. It's a celebration of Jesus greeting our good friend Dr. Louis.
所以今天应该是我们一起庆贺，就是耶稣，他欢迎雷医生。
And Mr. What's your name? Holstein. Yeah. Mr. Holstein, you'll be greeting him up there, and so will Willa, and so will Bill Bob Bishop, and so will Charlie Lenhart. Right, you guys? Did I miss anybody? Because they're right up there, and they've already greeted, and they're having a ball. That's what I think. And I don't think they can look down here and tell what we're doing or anything else, because that doesn't happen. But we're all going to heaven someplace. I'm not in a hurry, by the way. Because I got a lot to do yet. And there's Mike Armstrong. He's a guy that's been healed and healed and healed and healed. And Mike, tell him just a little bit just about your daughter.
Well, I just want to tell you that David was such an inspiration to me. You know, he came in, he came every Monday night. I remember 20 years ago when I used to meet with Dave and Norris for lunch. But Dave was a very inspiration for me, and somebody that really loved the Lord and very concerned about his family, always talking about his family, how he wanted to make sure they were saved and everything. And Dave and I were in Kentucky one time. I think it was just him and I. And we were at this special meeting. I can't think of the speaker's name. And at the end, you want to repeat what I'm saying? Sorry.
有一次雷医生跟我到 Kentucky, 我们